that now is the hour for Jesus to come. My Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Yes, people are eating and drinking and making merry. Isn't that just what we are doing today, brothers and sisters? We in America take time for everything but God. My Bible says, and these things come to pass. Well, lift up your head and look up, for your redemption draws nigh. My Bible says about there was a good man named Noah, and God told Noah to build an ark. So Noah got busy and built an ark. It took Noah 120 years to build that ark. Noah hammered and preached, and not a one will listen. How would you like to go up there and preach for 120 years and not a one will listen? The boys and girls said, oh, he's just an old fanatic. I bet you would get disgusted and stop him. But Noah kept right on preaching. Pretty soon, the ark was finished. And then the animals came. Two lions got in. Two tigers got in. And two hippopotamus got in. Two squirrels got in. Two of every kind of animal got in. And then Noah and his family got in. And then God shut the door, and as soon as the door shut, it began to rain. The water was coming higher and higher. The people came running and said, Noah, 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 let us in. Let us in, let us in. But it was too late. I could see a lady kick her baby, kick her baby, kick her baby. But it was too late. God had shut the door. If you would listen, you would be in that ark. I could see a man kick her boy, kick her boy. But it was too late. God had shut the door. If you would listen, you would have been in that ark. But the ark floated. Praise the Lord. The ark floated. Did you hear me? The ark floated, brother, sister. I may be only 4 years old, but I can be. God's little minute clock of warning. Jesus has sent me to tell you to repent of your sin and turn to Jesus. And turn to Jesus before it is ever too late, because some of these days God's going to shut the door of mercy. And you better listen. Now is the hour to give your heart to Christ.